Published in the 1930s, the novels of Edmund Kiss told the story of how in the long-forgotten past, an ice moon from deep space had collided with the Earth, bringing with it the seed of Aryan man. Naturally superior to the ape men of the Earth, this Aryan race had established the world's first civilization on islands in the Atlantic Ocean, Atlantis. Most incredible of all, Kiss's novels were not meant to be purely fantasy. They were based on ideas which many Germans actually believed to be fact.
Edmund Kiss published a series of novels, at least four that I know of. The Glassy Sea, The Spring in Atlantis, The Last Queen of Atlantis, and then there's the sort of diaspora novel that talks about the eventual migration to South America. And these seem to have been quite popular. Certainly Himmler was a big fan, and Hitler believed that they were true to life, if fictionalized, representation of what actually happened.
Kiss's Atlantean city closely resembled Plato's, but in the place of a fantastic temple in the center of the city, Kiss put a vast war office, echoing plans for the Nazis' rebuilding of Berlin. From here, the purest and most noble Atlantean leaders ruled an empire that spanned from the first cities of South America to the classical civilization of Greece. As Kiss wrote,
"Only time will tell where the limits of our power lie. We must build a community that will demonstrate to all the visible signs of our Nordic blood. The whiteness of our skin, the blueness of our eyes, our freedom of spirit uncorrupted by the base superstitions of religion."
Yet, just as an ice moon from deep space had brought the Atlanteans to Earth, so many ages later, another would bring about their doom, colliding with the Earth and destroying their continent. Kiss tells us that Atlanteans returned to the Arctic North, seeking safety in the ice and snow, which had once given birth to them. Far away from inferior races that might tarnish their noble bloodlines, the Aryans of Atlantis rejuvenated, purified by the icy environment of the North. And here they were reborn as the Germans, awaiting the day when a leader would emerge to resurrect the Aryan Empire of Atlantis once more.